Okay, today's daf is Shabbat daf Kuf Mem Tet. We're at the bottom of Kuf Mem Chet. I'm in bet at the Mishnah. Moneh Adam et Or Chavet Par Protav Mi Piva Lo Minak Dav. A person is allowed to count out his guests and their meals off by heart, but he's not allowed to read it from a list. Mepis Adam, he's not allowed to read it off paper. Mepis Adam et Ben Avet Bnei Veito Al Shulchan Vat Shalit Kaven Lazon Manak Dola Knegin Ben Ketana. You're allowed to do a lottery to distribute the meals around your table, as long as you don't do some big meals and some small meals. You give some people a bigger portion, some people a smaller portion. Matilan Al Chalshin Al Kachim Mi Yom Tov Avalo Al Amanot. Right, you're allowed to do a lottery for the eating of consecrated foods by Kohanim, but you're not allowed to do the lottery for very specific portions of the Korbanot. Gemara, my time, so why can't you read your guests off a list? So one concern, or according to Rav Bibi, the concern is that you're going to come to erase it. If you read it and you realize it's wrong, whatever it is, you might come to erase it. According to Abaye, the problem is that if you get used to reading things on papers and on lists, you may come to read things you're not allowed to read on Shabbat. My benayhu, so what's the nafkamin between them? So what if it's written on a wall and a tie-up, the one who says that we're concerned for erasing is not going to be concerned here because it's written high up, but the one who's concerned for reading is still concerned about reading. But the one who says they were concerned about erasing, he should also be concerned about reading. Why isn't he concerned there? And furthermore, when it's written high up, we're all of a sudden not concerned that maybe he's going to come to erase it, but right, then we teach in a bright that you're not allowed to read next to a candle because we're concerned they're going to tilt the candle over and burn more oil. And even if the candle is very high up, so you can't reach it, you're still not allowed to do so. In which case, it doesn't seem to we should be concerned with how high up the writing it is. If we're concerned that you're going to erase it, then you go up there and erase it. Rather, the real nafkamin between them is that when it's written on a wall and it's a normal height, and the one who says that we're concerned for erasing should be concerned here because you might erase it. The one who says that we're concerned for reading shtar hediyotot, there we're not concerned because we're not concerned that you're going to confuse reading on a wall to reading on a star, on a piece of paper, on a cloth. But the one who says that we're concerned for reading shtar hediyotot, why isn't he concerned that we're going to come to erase it? Rather, the real concern is that the real nafkamina is when it's etched into a tablet or a board of some kind. The one who says the problem is going to be erasing is not concerned because it's etched in. The one who says the problem is you're going to come to read things you're not allowed to read, there we have a real concern. But the one who says the problem is going to be that he's going to come to erase it, why isn't he concerned with the reading with the problem of Shema Yikra B'Shtara Hediot? Right? And if you want to say, well, he's not concerned that you're going to come to read Shtara Hediot because the boards and the tablets aren't confused with Sharot, in which case there's no reason for that Gzeira Vatanya. But then we're going to write a modern Adam Kama Bifnim, Kama Bechutz, Kama Manot Atidla Nech Lefnei Miktav Shal Gabi Akotel Avalo Miktav Shal Gabi Atavlo Pinkas. But then we teach in a Braita that you're allowed to read your guests of a list that's written on a wall, but you're not allowed to read them on a tablet or a board. Hey Chidami, now what do we mean when we say that you're not allowed to read them off a tablet or a board? Dichtiv Miktav Maishna Hacha Maishna Hacha. Right? If we're talking about if they weren't etched in anywhere, they were just written, then what's the difference between the two of them? They're essentially the exact same thing. Ella lav dechayik, right? Rather, no. We're talking about when it's etched into a board or a tablet. Vakatani, and still we teach michtav shal gabei kote elav alo michtav shal gabei tavlo pinkas that you're allowed to read from writing on a wall, but you're not allowed to read off etched into a tablet and a pinkas. So clearly, we are concerned for reading off tablet and a pinkas when it comes to reading that you might confuse the mishtar hediyotot, right? So that's difficult. Ella lolam dechtiv akote elav mitli. Rather, it can't be that. It must be that it's written high up on a wall. The kakashi l'chad the rabba tanaihi, right? And that which you challenged me from Rabba's shita that well, if it's written high up on a wall, we're not concerned you're going to come to erase it. And then Rabba said, "What do you mean? We're concerned that if it's high up on a wall, that if there's a light high up on a wall, or we're still concerned that you're going to come to tilt the light, and so you're not allowed to read underneath that light. So why would it be any different? We should be concerned that you're going to come to erase it, even if the kitab is high up. Okay, well that which you had a problem with Rabba's shita, that's actually a subject to a machloket. Not everyone agrees with the rabbi. Tanya, we learned the bright. Money, Adam, Or Chavet, Par Portav, and Piva, Valo Minaktav. Right, you're allowed to list off your guests balpe, but you're not allowed to read it off a sheet. Rabbi Acha, Amatir, Michtav Shal Gavei Kotel. And Rabbi Acha says you're allowed to read it off a wall. So clearly, there's a machloket. Hechidam, you know what case is he talking about? Ilam Milchtiv Mitate Alichoshem Yimchok. If he's talking about what it's written on a wall, but it's written low down, then he's going to have a concern that you're going to come to erase it. Elav Lichtiv immediately. Rather, he must be talking about a case where it's written high up on the wall. Shmamina, Rabbi Tanai, the rabbi Tanai, Shmamina. Right, we can learn from here. There's a machloket as to whether or not there's a machlok in Rabba's shita. Rabba says you're not allowed to read if it's written high up. And we have another shita that says you would be allowed to read even if it's high up. Vahatanai kahani tanai, right? Vahani tanai kahani tanai, right? And this machloket is similar to the following machloket: Tanya ein roin b'mara b'Shabbat, Rabbi Meir mati b'mara kavua b'kotel. You're not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbat, and Rabbi Meir says that if the mirror is fixed into the wall, then you're allowed to look on Shabbat. Mashna kavua b'kotel adahachi v'hachi midkar. So what's the difference between a mirror that's fixed in its place that you're allowed to look at? Because if you have to go find a mirror in the meantime, you're going to remember. Okay, even if it's not, you know, fit in a wall, by the time you go find a non-fixed in the wall mirror, you're also going to remember that you're not supposed to be doing this. Rather, that can't be the explanation of why you're not allowed to look on an unfixed mirror, but you're allowed to look in a fixed mirror. And rather, we're dealing with a metal mirror, with a mirror with a metal frame. With Rav Nachman Amar Rav Bar Avua, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avua, Mipnei Ma Amru Mar Esh Amatecha Asuri Mipnei Shadam Asui Alash. Right, the reason you're not allowed to look into a metal mirror because the metal mirror has all these metal points at the end of it, and basically when you would see that you didn't shave properly, you would use the edges of the mirror to kind of remove the excess hair, and so that's why that's what we're concerned you're going to come to do on Shabbat, and that's why you're not allowed to look in a metal mirror. Tan Rabbanan. Right, writing written underneath pictures or graven images, you're not allowed to read on Shabbat. Right, and the graven images themselves, which are like a avodah zarah, even during the weekday, you're not allowed to look at them. Right, so as we says in the pasuk, you're not allowed to turn towards their gods. And how exactly do we understand that pasuk? That we understand it to mean, do not push your God out of your mind by looking at the images of their, of your God. Do not turn your God out of your mind by looking at the images of their gods. Mafiyas adam et benav, so a person allowed to, make a lottery for his children and their food. Im benav, im b'nei veto, in v'imacher, lo. Right, it's talking davka about his children and the people of his house, but not other people. My time, why not other people? Because Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, b'nei chabura makpidin zeh zeh, ovrim mishum mido, mishum mishkal, mishum minyan, mishum lovi, neporin b'yom tov. Right, because when it comes to other people who are, they're very makpid on, the size and the measure and the length. You want to make sure everyone's getting an equal thing. And why is he getting this? And why am I getting that? But your pnei bayit, you're not so makpid, right? But if it's other people, everyone kind of wants the same. Everyone wants to be equal. And so you might come to be over isurim, like measuring and like weighing and like and like lending and borrowing. And according to Beit Hillel Shita, even lending with interest may be a problem. Because you give this size and you get back that size, right? Then why isn't a problem of lending an interest with his own children if he gives them different sizes, if he gives them out the portions? Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rav, you're allowed to charge interest with your children and your bnei bayit, so that they can kind of get a sense for what it feels like to be charged interest as an educational purpose, so they don't come to do it. It's also important to mention that it's all one person's money, it's all yours, right? So it's not really interest, right? So since it's not really interest anyway, and it's kind of like a vak ribit, it's kind of like a lower form, kind of something that's similar to interest because it's all your money anyway, right? So then that's how we allowed it for chinuch purposes. Right, well then why would you not be able to give small portions and big portions to different people if there's no real problem of interest because it's all your money? Yeah, you're allowed to. Rather, you misunderstood the Mishnah. The Mishnah should have said the following. Right, so a person allowed to appease his children. A person is allowed to make a lottery for his children and their and the portions that he gives out to them. Even if it's a big portion opposite a small portion, my time. What's the reason for this? Because the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, right? Like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, im banav im bnei beito in imecherim lo, right? Davka for his children is bnei bayit, but acherim he's not allowed to do so. My time. Why can't he do it for acherim? Because the Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, managidol kenegan magenetana af bechol acherim aser. My time. Mishum kubya, right? And okay, so then why can he do it for his children, but not do it for other people? To have give him a give some a big portion. think of a small portion using a lottery, because it's like gambling, and so you can't even do it during a weekday. Matilin chalashin, right? So the lotteries that they would roll to see who eats what consecrated food, my avalo alamano. So why can't you divide? What does it mean that you can't divide up specific portions? Amar b'Yaakov b'rei divat Yaakov av lo alamano chilchol b'yonto. Right? What that means is that you cannot do a lottery for the portions of the weekday, giving them out on Yom Tov. Pshitu, pshita, right? That's obvious, right? Ma'u detema, hoi luchtiv, ve'amcha kemirive kohen, afilu manot dechol nami, kamash balan. Right? Since it's written that that priests are kind of argumentative amongst themselves, you may have thought that you could settle the argument through lotteries, even for the weekday portions on Yom Tov. That's why I needed to teach you that you're not allowed to do a lottery for the weekday portions on Yom Tov, even though it would resolve their arguments. Anyone whose friend is punished on their behalf doesn't reside with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And how do we know that? And if it's because Kadosh Baruch Hu said, who's going to entice Acha to go out and so he can be struck down in remote Gilad. Right, and a certain spirit came up before Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, "I will go entice him to come out so that he can be struck down in remote Gilad." Right, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said to go out. Kadosh Baruch Hu said basically, "Yeah, you can go out and entice him," right? And how exactly do we understand those pasukim? Vamrin and my ruach. What was the spirit? Amar Yochanan zeruach shel Navot. That's Navot, who Achav was responsible for his death. Who might say Amar Rav tzei mimichitzati? Right. So and what does it mean? Go out. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, leave my presence. Right. Because you are going to bring about punishment for someone else. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, go leave my presence. Right. V'dil mahatam hayinutaim adichtiv dover shkarim yikon. Right. But maybe there it's because he spoke falsehood. He was going to go tell the neviim of the time to speak falsehoods to entice Achav to come out, and therefore he's responsible for lying. And so maybe he's not being kicked out of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's area because he's enticing someone to be punished. Rather, it's because he's lying. El me'acha. Rather, you can learn from here. Shivat kalon mikavod, sevata kalon mikavod, shte gamata veharel. Right? So the pasuk says that you're filled up with shame, not honor, and drink, you uncircumcised one. Right? Savata kalon mechavod ze nevuchanetzar. Right? Being filled with shame instead of honor, that's nevuchanetzar. Shte gam ha'arel ze tzidkia. And actually, drink, the you uncircumcised one, is a reference to tzidkia. Right? Chada dekule kara benuchanetzar ktiv. So you want to learn it from there, because tzidkia is being punished because he is bringing about a punishment for nevuchanetzar. Right? So why would tzidkia be punished? Why is tzidkia being cursed by the Navi here? Well, maybe it's because he's bringing about Nebuchadnezzar's punishment, and therefore he is going to be punished himself, right? But that's not a good source. Why? Because first of all, you can understand the entire passage to be referring to Nebuchadnezzar. Right? And furthermore, Tzidkiah wouldn't have been hurt by Nebuchadnezzar anyway if Nebuchadnezzar tried. Rather, you can learn it from here that a person is punished for bringing about punishment for someone else. Right, because it says that even the punishments that come to tzaddikim is not a good thing. Ein lo tov ela ra. Right, and there's no whenever it says lo tov, that means it's bad. Meaning punishments for tzaddikim are bad. V'chtiv ki lo el chafetz resha ata lo yagurcha ra. Tzaddik ata Hashem velo yagur migurecha ra. Right, and furthermore, it's written that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want wickedness, and any badness does not reside with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if a tzaddik brings about punishment, it's not a tzaddik being punished here. Rather, it's a tzaddik bringing about punishment. That it's bad for a tzaddik to bring about punishment, right? And further, and it's called, in fact, ra. And we said that ra does not reside with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Wickedness does not reside with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So a tzaddik who brings about a bad person's punishment does not reside with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. My mashma mahai chalashim lishna de furahu, right? And what is meant by the chalashim, right? The lotteries that we do to decide who gets what food, is that the lashon of a lottery? Dichtiv, right? Because it's written, Ein nafalta mishamayim hilel ben shachar nigdata la'aretz cholesh al hagoyim, right? So So it's written that you've fallen from heaven, star of the day, sun of the morning. You've been cut down, and lots have been casted over the nations. So we can see that lots, that chalashim is this lashon of lots, right? That's how we get that from. And so what were these lots about the other nations a reference to? When Nebuchadnezzar conquered everyone, he would pull lots to see which of the important members of other nations he would sleep with on that day. That's how he would decide. Uchtiv, kol malchei goyim, kulam, Amar Yochanan, shenachu mimishkav zachar. And when it's written that all the other nations rested, Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, they rested from being basically raped by Nebuchadnezzar. Amar Yochanan, kol yamav shaloto rasha lo nimtza shog fi b'kol peria. And as long as Nebuchadnezzar was alive, there was no laughing amongst the nations. Shneimar, nachash gata kol haaretz pitzchu rina mikal dar hasha lo hava. Right, because it's written when Nebuchadnezzar died that the whole earth broke forth singing and laughing. So up until that point, there was no song. Right, and you're not allowed to stand in the house of a wicked person. Why? Because because it says that the demons dance in the house of the wicked people. And when Nebuchadnezzar tried to sleep with Tzidkia, tried to rape Tzidkia, right? So he was not able to because his foreskin grew out too long. It came 300 amah, right? And it filled up the entire party. Right? So we understand that pasuk in a different way than we suggested beforehand, which is to say that you're filled with shame instead of honor. Drink, you uncircumcised one, an uncircumcised one, arel. It can refer to a foreskin, not just an uncircumcised person, and it has a gematria of 300, and that's how we get the illusion that his foreskin grew 300 amot, and he was not able to rape Chizkiya. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Bishashi Yeradato Rashal Gehenim, Rashu Kol Yordei Gehenim, Vamru, Shema Limshol Alehem Huba, O Lechel Kamotam Huba. Right, when Nebuchadnezzar came down to Gehenim, everyone was concerned. Did he come to rule over us, or did he come to be like us, suffering? Shneimar, Gamata Chuleita Kamoni Ele. Right, and that's what is written by it said, did you come to be weak like us, or did you come to rule over us? And then Batkol came out and says that he is coming to lay down with the uncircumcised ones as he is also uncircumcised. Basically, you're all on the same level. Okay, we're going to stop here.